welcome back to the Dream Achieve podcast for dreamers and achievers. I'm your host, Hannah, and today we have a super inspiring story of a young entrepreneur for you guys. Today, I will be interviewing Jordan Ray, founder and CEO of Limitless Medical Logs, and her story is the cool thing about her is she went from being a star athlete to a brain surgery survivor to a young entrepreneur. We're around the same age, and she has such hustle and drive that I can't wait for you to meet her. But before we get into the interview, I like to always do a little weekly catch-up, tell you guys how I'm feeling, what's new in my business and in my life. So it's August. I can't believe the summer is almost over. I'm really, really sad about it. I am excited for fall just because the transition from summer to fall, even though it's a weird transition because it's when school starts, you know, I always do love summer, and fall are my two favorite seasons. So I don't know. It's still a nice transition. And I leave for college in a week, which is crazy. I remember when early this summer, I actually relaunched this podcast and have been uploading consistently ever since then, which I'm so proud of. It was really nice to have the help of my assistant Eden over the summer. I'm not going to have her going into the school year, so I'm going to have to figure out how to juggle all the things, all the content I put up every week. But I'm still going to try to post twice a week on YouTube, once a week here on the podcast, all the time on Instagram, and even more. So there's lots of content going out by me on the weekly basis. And if you want to see all that it is, you can follow my Instagram because that's usually where I mention everything. But besides from just summer blues, I actually have the house to myself this weekend that this is going up. My family is traveling for actually some medical reasons, so it's fitting. It's hard to kind of live on your own in my huge house. It's just me and the dogs. Today I went grocery shopping and did a lot of cooking for myself and a lot of work. So it hasn't really been a fun last few days of summer, but that's okay, where I'm just trying to gear up. I need to start packing for college. Like, the to-do list is endless. All the things I was supposed to do throughout the summer, you know, it's just piling up. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a more fun and event-filled weekend than me. I've shared a video, actually it went up today, Thursday the 8th, and it was a very personal video on my YouTube channel just about my mental space over the summer, health, all of that, and the response to it has been amazing. So thank you guys so much for leaving beautiful, long comments on that. It's great to read through it and know that I'm not alone in all of my overthinking and feelings and all of this that is going on. So I want to know how you guys are doing. I want to give you encouragement as well. So send me a DM and we can chat all about life, whatever stage of life you're in. I'm sure we can connect. Let's get into today's interview. I think you guys are going to have some great takeaways about how to take something that has maybe happened in your life and either turn it into a nonprofit, a positive organization, or a business. And again, Jordan has a super inspiring story. I really resonate with her because I loved softball. I played softball when I was younger. Basically, as soon as my brother and I could hold a bat and a glove, our dad put those items in our hands. And a quick story, I remember my dad got my brother Wesley a baseball glove for Christmas or a birthday or something, and my grandma, she was like, well, where's Hannah's? Hannah has to have a baseball glove. And so I guess Wes and I were both brought up in sports. It wasn't just a boy thing in my family. My mom and my grandma made sure that right after I also had a baseball glove, and which turned into a softball glove once I got out of t-ball. And I sadly stopped playing softball in middle school because I did a lot of other sports and wanted to try new things. But I really resonated with Jordan because her love for sports is also in softball. But Jordan was definitely more dedicated throughout middle school and high school than myself. But we're going to hear how her plans changed and what she's doing now. So let's get started with the interview. I am really excited to hear about your story because I have never interviewed anyone who has done anything in the medical field of how you have turned the thing that came up in your life, which we're going to get into. I won't spoil it for everyone, but instead of just reacting to it, you really were progressive with it and made a business out of this. And I think it's amazing, but I'll let you share. So if you want to go ahead and tell us a bit about yourself and your story.
Sure. My name is Jordan Ray. I am the founder and CEO of Limitless Medical Logs. So I'll kind of get into the story. I was born in Davie, Florida. and we moved up to Wellington, Florida, where I am now, when I was about 3 and a half. And my parents wanted to put me in a sport. I was the first kid. My brother was just born. And they put me in softball. And once I stepped onto that field, I instantly fell in love with it. And I knew from that moment, this is the sport I want to play for as long as I possibly can. So I did rec ball in Wellington for, I think, up until like age 8 or 10. And around 8, that's when I started travel ball. So I started traveling throughout the United States, competing against other teams in different states. And I did that for 14 years, 13, 14 years. So I am about 15, 16. I'm now starting to get recruited by universities that were interested in me as an athlete. And that kind of was the end goal for my whole family, not just me. Because our lives revolved around softball, and I was the main part of the family, the main reason that we all got up every day and did something because of me and my athletic ability. My sophomore year in high school, my mom gets diagnosed with breast cancer. And to this day, I'm so grateful that I had softball because it honestly kept me sane, and it was my escape during that time. She is now 4 years in remission. So she battled it for about a year and a half. And when she went into remission, a week later, we started touring universities. And I come back another week later, and we had our district game April 13th of 2015. I thought it was just a normal game day, normal school day. First play of the game, I blacked out on the field. And nobody knew what just happened. I had no clue what just happened. But I actually continued playing for 4 more innings until the trainer pulled me out. Because you will never pull me out. I don't even care what's going on with me. That's just the athletic side. She said, we think you have a concussion. We have to go through the protocol. That's why you need to be pulled out. I go to an orthopedic 2 weeks later. And because I was experiencing really bad neck pain. And I actually still, the weird thing is, I still wasn't back in school. Because I just wasn't there. I can never explain it, but I just, like, mentally was not there and okay to go back to school. I saw him and he said to me, he's like, you have whiplash. I'm like, okay, great. I'll just get back on the ball field. That's fine. And after experiencing a couple migraines, I tell my mom, like, something is really wrong. And she calls the neurosurgeon in Wellington, and you can't get in right away. So my appointment was in August. So from April to August, that's a good amount of time. I experienced 50 migraines straight in that time frame. So my neuro says to me when I go, he's like, I think I know what you have, but let's send you for some testing. I go in for testing, you know, the CAT scans, MRIs. I come back in September. I'm still 17. So I'm going now into my senior year of high school. So this is September, and he diagnoses me with something called Chiari malformation. It's a serious neurological disorder where my cerebellum extends into my spinal canal. So my CSF flow got blocked to my brain. The cerebrospinal fluid, oxygen, blood got blocked to my brain on that play, and that's how I blacked out. So when I got diagnosed, the first thing I said to him, and I remember it, I said, okay, well, will I ever be able to play softball again? Because I had scholarships coming in. That was the end goal. That was the dream. And he just looks at me and he says, you'll never be able to put your uniform on again. And after everything he said after that just went over my head. I didn't care what else he had to say because that was the most important thing to me. But I do remember him saying, he said to me, get ready, kid, you're having brain surgery. And we scheduled it for December 1st of 2015. So again, my senior year, I missed probably 75% of my senior year. I had the surgery. It was a 10-hour brain surgery. I won't go into detail about it because some people might have a weak stomach. It was a 10-hour surgery. I was in the kids' ICU for about 6 days. And to this day, I'm still struggling with this illness. There's no cure for it. The surgery was supposed to manage everything, and it hasn't for me. So I'm still struggling with the symptoms that are excruciating.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing all that. Definitely something that
I love how you started with softball, first off, because I actually started, softball was my first sport love. I started playing t-ball with my brother when I was four, I guess, and then kept with it all the way through middle school. And yeah, so definitely understand that competitive spirit. And that's crazy that something you love so much, and it was actually going to take you to college, and basically your whole life got disrupted by this news. And so what was your mental process after that? Like, could you even think about school? Cause you know, you were writing on scholarships. What was your plan for after the surgery and after senior year?
I didn't have one because softball was what was getting me to college. I wasn't the best in school. And that's actually one of the regrets I have, is I should have done better, but I knew that softball was my ride into a good college. So I never had a plan after the surgery, but what I did was, I believe everything happens for a reason. So I had that path of softball, and I actually met the University of Florida head coach when I was 10 years old. And I said to him, I will play for you in college. That was the first thing I said to him. So, I mean, like I said, everything happens for a reason. My goal was softball, and I saw the need to create my company, we provide medical logs for patients that are battling chronic health issues like me. So I experienced 2.5 years of these extreme symptoms. So I saw the need for it. I took the time to create the company properly and create the products, because I've never created a company before. So to answer your question, I didn't have a goal. I didn't know what I was going to do after, but it turned into, I had to just jump into this company and do it, because I know other people are out there who need an organizational tool like this.
Yeah, let's get into your company. So where in this timeline did you come up with the idea for the medical logs?
When my mom got diagnosed, but I was 16. So, I mean, and I was really excelling in softball. And I thought of it because I saw her struggling at her appointments and between all of her treatments as she did, and create something. And then my health failed when I was 17. And I'm like, I actually Googled something like this and I couldn't find it. So that's when something just clicked, where I was like, I need to create this, because I know there's people out there who need something like this and who are looking for something like this.
So what are the medical logs? What do they look like, and how do they help the consumer?
It's a physical log, paper bound, spiral. There's a reason for that, and I'll get into that after. But what it does, it's for a whole year. And what you can do is accurately track your pain and symptoms. So let's say a Monday to a Monday appointment. What happens in between? It's turned into a guessing game from Monday to Monday. Oh, I don't know how I've been doing. I can't remember, because I experienced that for 2 years. And I felt like all my appointments were just going backwards and I was getting nowhere. And when you're diagnosed with an illness that nobody knows about, that you just can't seem to find the right support and the right care, when you go to a doctor's appointment, you want to make sure you get stuff done. So that's what the logs do. You're able to accurately track your pain and symptoms. Like I said earlier about it being a physical log, paper bound, there, it does something when you can take a look at in your own handwriting to see how the week has been going. And when I'm extremely sick, like I'm actually not feeling good right now, but the past 2 weeks have been really bad for me. I don't like looking at a computer screen or a phone. I rather go to the paper side.
Wow, that's so smart. I love this idea. So once you decided, okay, this is what's needed in the market, I know I need this, my mom needs this, what was your next step? Did you find a mentor? Because like you said, you didn't go to school for this, you never started a company. So what was your first step in the building a company process?
It is time for our episode sponsor, and I am happy to say that this episode is sponsored by my own product. I wanted to give you guys a little spiel about my Dream Achieve workbook, what it is, and who it's for. So The Dream Achieve Workbook is here to help you define your biggest dreams and set you on your way to achieving them. So how does it do it? The workbook part will guide you through long-term and short-term goal settings, how to plan your vision board, how to set up a side hustle or a business if that's what you want. And then the six-month undated planner portion will help you achieve those goals. So instead of me just explaining how this is going to benefit you, I thought I would read one of our customer reviews, which you can find on our website. So this review is by Shamika, and she left it on August 4th, 2019. This planner is everything, from the planner itself to the content within the pages. Hard work was definitely put into it, and it shows. This planner will never become useless because you get to fill in the dates. Sometimes we fall out of our routine, and in a normal planner, you just miss out on that day, week, or month. But this planner makes life so easy. There's pages at the beginning of each month that help you to write your goals, create a morning, night, and self-care routine, and then reflect on how well you did. It's definitely going to be a game changer if you're trying to create habits or just get a routine. I highly recommend purchasing it. Thank you so much, Shamika. I've emailed her personally thanking her for this amazing review. And if you guys currently have the workbook, I would love for you to also leave a customer review because it really just shows others what you love about it and if it's a good fit for them as well. So if you haven't seen pictures of it, I post like on my Instagram, on YouTube, everywhere. But if you haven't seen a picture of it, let me paint the picture. So it has a sleek black linen cover with gold foiling logo and black ribbon bookmark. It has 187 custom designed pages by yours truly to guide you through being your best self. It's going to look amazing on your desk, in your backpack, in your purse. It's the perfect size and it holds so much content. It's basically all of the content that I've learned from listening to self-development and improvement podcasts, reading books, watching YouTube videos, all the things I've learned myself and I talk about in my videos and on this show, I put into a workbook. So it's $35 and you can purchase it on shophannahashton.com. Okay, now let's get back to the episode.
I found a mentor. And I'm still working with her today. I mean, she's more of an advisor. And a lot of people ask me, like, what is the best advice to give to someone who's trying to start out or they have an idea? Find an advisor, an advising team, but they all need to be on the same page. This one advisor, I'm, like I said, 3 years in now. If it wasn't for her, this company wouldn't be going right now. Because when I said, hey, listen, I have this idea, what needs to be done? I didn't know how to create a company. They don't teach you that in high school. I'm taking business college classes and I know more than what the class is. And that's just because I experienced what it's like to start a business. So the first thing I did was I found an advising team and I started building a personal team, such as friends that can say, hey, this is a very smart idea. This is a very bad idea, to help me in that aspect.
I love that advice. And what was the initial reaction from the consumers when you put this into the market? Did you market it through hospitals or online, like direct to consumer? How did that go?
I have it online for, let's say, you to buy just one or two. I actually get a lot of gift orders. People like it where they can give it to someone. It's a thoughtful gift. People love it because they love the aspect of that it's helping them take control of their health. That's something people don't do and they need to start doing. So that's kind of what I'm trying to change, is where people just expect like you to remember everything and the doctors to just help you right away. It's not going to be like that. You need to be an advocate for your own health and do what's needed. But people really loved it because they love the aspect of, hey, I am now going to my doctors and there's less stress on me than there was before to remember all my questions, remember how I've been doing. So people love it.
I love that. It's a simple product. I mean, it's a journal, but you're tailoring it to such a specific market. And I think that's why it's doing so well and people are reacting so well to it. Because like you said, it puts their health in their own hands, which I haven't gone through anything like this, obviously, but I'm sure is, like you said, a relief to the person themselves that they have some hand in their health, even when it's something seems hopeless, I guess. So what are you working on now? I saw you're also speaking a lot and are you going to trade shows? What are you doing for your business?
I am trying to get into keynote speaking. I've done 4 events in the past 2 months, so I officially started, I guess, 2 months ago, and I have some events coming up. I'm speaking at schools in my area that want to bring me in for the, I guess they have business programs and speak to the athletes, because I was an athlete for 14 years. And to this day, I really wish I could still be an athlete. So I'm doing the speaking. I'm doing a lot of just media interviews because people love my story and love that I turned it into something so positive instead of something negative. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, I love that. So what has been the hardest struggle so far with this company?
For me, it's more of personal. I think it's actually 2 things. Fear was one big thing. But like I said earlier, I kind of just jumped in and, you know, I was hoping that I would swim. Mm-hmm. But another thing is me being so young. I'm 21. So I walk into a hospital with an executive team that I'm about to go meet. And they literally, I've heard them say, great, what is this kid going to sell me? And then I throw the product down. I start talking to them about my story. I never sell to them. I tell my story, and that sells it. And their perspective on me completely changes. So that's kind of the hardest thing, breaking that barrier first. Even if it's not a meeting, it's like a one-on-one phone call. I've learned that I have to tell my story. And in the beginning, I was afraid to, because I went from a star athlete to now a girl with a disability.
I love that advice about not selling, but just sharing and seeing how people react to that. I think that's great. And a lot of business books, I mean, it reminds me of one I just read about the founder of OPI Nail Polish. She was an immigrant to the US from Hungary. And she said when she was pitching herself to big companies like Coca-Cola, she was nervous, but she just started telling her story. And that's what sold it.
And I mean, that's what really clicks to them, the personal side. And like I said in the beginning, that I went to build a team. I'm very big on building relationships, and I wouldn't be where I am today without the people that I have around me.
Absolutely. I love that. And I like how you said your team could also be your friends, because I think the word team, we sometimes get worried about, oh, we have to have a payroll and employees and put out, you know, questions for resumes. But who was on your original team and how have you grown it?
I obviously had a team of the business specialists, like lawyers. I had an advising team on top of my advisor now. And then I had people, I always went to somebody who has been in business and failed. That was a big thing for me, because I learned from their mistakes of how they failed. I've already made so many mistakes. And like, I sit and think, I'm like, I wish I did this and this different, but now I can have someone come up to me and say, hey, what's your best advice? And I could say, don't do this, this, and this, because I failed at it. My dad is actually a huge part of my team. He's my go-to right now. If I have any questions, he started a business with his dad when he was really young, I think 18, 19, construction. So he knows what it's like to run a business and to deal with the stresses and the frustration. So he's my go-to for everything with this business. And I'm so grateful for him. I'm so grateful for what he's done for my family, from my mom to my health to where we all are now.
I love that. What's been the most rewarding part of this business?
All the people that I'm helping.
Do you get a lot of notes and stuff from your books changing their days and their lives?
Yeah, and I think that's the best thing. And also, like on Instagram, after I do a podcast or a media interview, I get messages on Instagram, Facebook saying, thank you for sharing your story. I've inspired someone to either share their story. It's incredible, because I was afraid to, like I said, I was afraid to tell my story. I didn't want people to know. And when I switched to I'm telling everybody, it's opened so many doors, first of all, and it's helping so many people. My last speaking event, I met a lady who has Chiari, what I have. I have never met anybody face to face with the same illness. Wow. So not only did it do something for her, it did something for me. So it's just incredible when I get messages and people share their story to me.
That's amazing. I'm sure that just like keeps you motivated for wanting to create.
It does.
So what is next for Limitless Medical Logs? What's a dream you're working towards achieving?
I want the book in the hands of every single person battling this illness, because I know how stressful it is to get diagnosed with something. And I want to help everybody eliminate just a little bit of stress, but also I want to kind of tie in the keynote speaking to the company, because it's my story. The company is my story and my brand. So with the keynote speaking, I kind of want to, if I can just affect one person, then I'm happy with that. I'm coaching now. And the reason I'm doing that is because I want to affect, just if I affect one player, I'm happy with that. So it's the same with the company. I mean, I just want to help as many people as I possibly can.
I love that. Are you business coaching, or you said players? So is it for athletes?
It's for athletes. I'm coaching softball. So I coach at the high school level. So I guess it's like 14 to 18. And I also do travel, which is 12 to 18.
Wow, that's great. So you're still able to, you know, be on the field and experience that.
Yeah, it's very limited, because there's some days where the migraines are so bad that I can't do it. And especially back and neck pain too. But I do whatever I can. I've gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, well, I've been used to it for 4 years. Get used to it. So I know that's a bad thing to say, but it's true. So I'm able to kind of just fight through it.
Well, thank you so much, Jordan, for sharing your story and your perspective. I'm sure it resonated with a lot of listeners. Do you have any last motivation for them, or you can talk about where they can find you?
Yeah, motivation, never give up on anything. I never gave up on softball because I'm coaching now. So, but you could find me, the website is limitlessmedicallogs.com, and on social media, it's JordanRay25, Twitter is the same thing, and the company is Limitless Medical Logs.
All right. Thank you so much.
That was it for this interview. I hope you enjoyed. And if you did, it would mean the world to me if you would rate and review us on iTunes. I love when you guys leave a star rating, but honestly, what really makes my day and makes me smile is reading a written review. So if you can write two sentences along with your rating, honestly, guys, it's what helps the podcast the most. And I really try to put a lot of time and effort into these episodes, and I wanted to pay off by it finding a large audience that we can share the content with. So if you could do that, that would be amazing. But I know like every podcast asks this, so I understand it's annoying, but it's got to be done, because it's really the only way for podcasts to grow. So help out your small podcasters. And then also, if you want to nominate someone to be on the show, whether it's a friend, a person you love to watch on YouTube, or you listen to their podcast, or it's the business owner, whoever it may be, definitely send them my way by emailing me or DMing me on Instagram. My email is hannahashtonyt, as in YouTube, @gmail.com. And you can always find that on my YouTube channel description, Hannah Ashton, or at my Instagram, @MissHannahAshton. So that, again, was it for the interview. I hope you guys have a great weekend if you're listening to this on Friday, or a great week if you're listening to this during the work week. And I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.